223.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are on beautiful Cape Cod this morning. Snow's Home and Garden on Main Street in New Orleans. If you're up and about, come on down and join us. We have coffees made. They have some donuts and all kinds of specials. All their shrubs, perennials, 25% off. And that includes the hydrangeas, the butterfly bush, the Rose of Sharon, blue spruce, beech, plums, all kinds of things. And then 30% off fruit trees, dogwoods, Leland cypress, big and beautiful, Japanese maples, birches, and all of the annuals. So come on by and say hello. We'd love to see you. I'll be here until 2 o'clock to answer all of your gardening questions. Now, the Japanese beetles are beginning to fly around, if you've noticed it. I know they're all over my yard, and I've been spraying those. So I thought I'd bring in Ken Kukurowski from Bayer and to help to explain to you a little bit about the grubs, so that you can know how to take care of them and what is the best time. Also, red spider or spider mites are getting active, and with the humidity, some of the funguses are getting active in your lawn. So we got a lot to cover, and we're going to have some help with Ken Kukurowski. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Good morning to you and to your garden club.
Thank you. Great that you were able to join us this morning. I know it's your day off, but we really appreciate you getting up early on Sunday morning to join us.
Paul, is there ever a day off from the garden?
No, there isn't.
Okay.
Tell us about Japanese beetle grubs, Ken. You know, what we can expect and how to control the adults as well as what's going to be put into the ground later.
Well, if you're interested in controlling grubs, this is really the best time to do it. The adult beetles are out and about. In the case of Japanese beetles, they feed and they mate, and they will be around for 4 to 6 weeks. And the female lays more than one clutch of eggs. She'll deposit maybe as many as 5 or 6 different clutches of eggs in the course of her lifetime of living, this 4 to 6 weeks. So with the eggs being in the ground now, which will be next year's generation of beetles, the grubs that we see in the fall this year or the spring next year, now is the best time to make an application to your lawn to control these grubs. The best place for the Japanese beetle and other beetles that have immature stages that we call grubs, the best place for them to deposit their eggs is in well-maintained grass. If you have really dry, dead grass, those female Japanese beetles or other beetles will not lay their eggs there. So if you're taking care of your lawn, you are probably setting up a good place for the Japanese beetle female to lay eggs there. And that's why it's very important for you to take care of that grass one other step by putting on a preventative grub control. There's a number of them in the marketplace. Bayer makes season-long grub control. It contains Merit. It's been on the marketplace for a long time. The key is to make an application now so that you don't have to worry about rescue treatments later. We make a product that if you've forgotten to make your preventative treatment and it comes to late August, September, October, and the skunks are starting to tear up your lawn to look for the grubs, we make a product called 24-hour grub that you can use to control them curatively. But it's just so much easier to make a preventative treatment now to take care of the grubs. Now, remember, the grubs are going to be the immature stage for next year's beetles. So, you're doing your part to try to reduce the population for next year as well.
Yeah, and with all of this heat that we're getting, you know, they're all over our trees, the shrubs. I know I had a swarm on my beach roses. I looked at the purple leaf plum. They were all over the purple leaf plum. The birch trees had them, the flowering cherries, the Bradford pears.
Yep.
I mean, they were just going to town. What would you do to control the adults right now that are feeding? And if you can control the adults, that means a lot less eggs in your lawn, right?
That's exactly right. Well, there's a number of different spray options you can fall back on. There's a number of drench applications of systemics you can use as well. So let's talk about those. For flowers, we shouldn't make any application of any synthetic pesticides to open flowers because we don't want to have any detrimental effect on any of our beneficial pollinators. So we have to be real careful about making any application, any spray application to flowering plants that have open flowers. Now you can spray the plant, but not spray the flowers. You know, you can be careful about that. And that takes a little bit of extra effort, but don't spray any open flowers. There are synthetic chemicals you can use. We make a product called Complete for a spray for soil and turf. We make there's a number of different synthetic pyrethroids that are made. There are natural products that are out there. We came out with a product line of Natria this year, and we multi-insect control or insect disease and mite control, insecticidal soap are all good treatments. But with all of these sprays, like I mentioned a moment ago, with the insect that is going to be around as the adult stage for 4 to 6 weeks, you're going to have to resign yourself to be making multiple applications of sprays because these sprays don't have the long residual that you need to have.
So anything that's natural or organic will have to be applied more often than something that is a chemical type spray.
Generally, that's correct. Not always. Some of the oils do hang around for 4 or 5 days, but generally speaking, that's just a trade-off that we have. If you had the foresight to use drench applications like tree and shrub or all-in-one rows, and you made the application 2 to 4 weeks before the onslaught of these beetles occurring, you probably will see a lot less pressure of the beetles on those plants that were treated with tree and shrub or plants that were treated with all-in-one rows. So there's ways of, if you forgot to do it this year, there's ways of controlling the beetles, the adult beetles, next year, because if the Japanese beetles are here right now, it's too late to use a systemic.
It's too late to use anything that's a systemic at this point.
Yeah, because you have to, it requires 2 or 3 weeks for the chemical to get into the plant to be where the leaves are, where the Japanese beetles are feeding, and the beetle's only going to be around for 4 to 6 weeks, and then it's gone.
Right.
So it's a little bit late for a systemic, to put it on this afternoon and hope that it'll start working on Monday.
Okay. So if we want to use a systemic on plants, we have to figure it's going to take 2 to 4 weeks for the product to get throughout the whole plant. And the beetles come in normally late June, so that should be applied during May to do
May.
The job correctly.
That's correct. And believe me, you will remove a lot of the headache that you have with Japanese beetles. If you do that, you're still going to probably have to spot spray. I mean, at our farm in North Carolina, we found that we had dog fennel weed that was popping up near our flowering roses. The Japanese beetles were not at all interested in the roses. They were interested in dog fennel weed. So there are a lot of different plants that they're really attracted to. I mean, we think that they're attracted to all of our beneficial plants around our yard, but they're attracted to some plants that just drive us nuts every time. You know, every time we study them, we learn something new.
They always adapt, I guess.
Yes. You know, in another situation last year when we were at our farm in Champaign, Illinois, they had about a dozen different varieties of apples that were growing there, and they were using those for crop science tests. They were only interested in one variety of apples, and they were all riddled. All the other trees looked like they had been perfectly sprayed when they hadn't been sprayed whatsoever. It was just a matter of attraction of the beetle to that particular variety of apple.
So they would rather have steak than hamburgers.
That month last year, that's exactly correct.
Now, how about for our roses at this time of the year? Our tea roses are really beginning to bloom good now. We're getting all kinds of flowers. Oh, we're coming up on a break. Ken, if you could hold on, I'd love to have you just tell our listeners what they should do for the roses to keep them productive, healthy, green, and insect-free. Because there's mites and mealybugs and all kinds of things. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Hi, this is Carl Edwards. As a high-performance NASCAR driver, I need to stay healthy and fuel up with the right nutrients I need to perform my best. But the average vegetable loses nutrients while traveling to the store. So I decided to grow my own edible garden with the help of Miracle-Gro Liquifeed. Now, instead of going out, I grow out to eat delicious meals made with the freshest ingredients from my garden. Plants need more than water to reach their fullest potential. They need food. The fast, easy way to grow a thriving edible garden is with Miracle-Gro Liquifeed. I just attach the Liquifeed feeder to my garden hose, insert the refill bottle, and feed my plants as I water, about once every other week. Simple. And Liquifeed has already mixed the ideal amount of food and water my plants need, so there's no mixing, no measuring, and no mess. Now that my garden gets exactly the right amount of food, it grows twice as big as watering alone. So grow out to eat like me and start your edible garden with Miracle-Gro Liquifeed. Pick up Miracle-Gro Liquifeed today. Start right. Finish big with Miracle-Gro.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Now, you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Gun Club. We're talking with Ken Kukurowski from the Bayer Advance Company, and learning a little bit about Japanese beetles, and ask Ken if he could tell us a little bit on what we should be doing to our rose bushes at this time of the year and what types of insects are going to be noticeable on them. Ken, what do we look for?
Paul, I know that we just got done talking about Japanese beetles, and you have to worry about those on your roses. But there is a problem that occurs to roses at this time of the year that's just as terrorizing, just as damaging as Japanese beetles, and it's mites, spider mites. When the weather becomes really hot and really dry, and I know that most of the East Coast has had some really horrific heat over the last week, mites just explode and they could actually kill a rose plant. If you let them go. So the first thing that I think all people need to do is to get out there and look at their plants all over the yard, not just roses, because mites are attracted to a lot of different hosts, and turn the leaves over to see if you've got any of these little critters crawling around. If you've got spider webs, you definitely probably have mites on the plant. And then you have to turn to a proper miticide to treat the plants, the roses, or the other ornamental plants that you have. We make a product, 3-in-1 insect disease and mite. We make a Natria product, insect disease and mite. We make a another Natria product called multi-insect control. There are other miticides on the marketplace, but you have to use them. And then probably for best results, make an application, wait about 10 days, maybe 14 days, and make a second application. Whenever you see mites, you're going to see adults, larvae, nymphs, and eggs. You're going to take most of the motile forms, the moving forms, the adults, the larvae, and the nymphs out, and then the eggs will hatch. And so if you wait about 10 days, the second application will clean up all of the other forms that are there, and then you'll have clean plants. But mites are very much favored by this hot, dry conditions, and that is another terrorizing pest that you have on roses and a lot of your ornamentals.
Yeah, I know a lot of us can see the aphids, normally on the tip of the new growth and on the actual flower buds. So we know we have those. But what will the mite do to the foliage? Does it make it look duller?
Makes it look bronzed. It almost looks like somebody has gone through with some sort of a tan paint or a bronze paint and painted the old leaves. And that effect will not be overturned when you kill the mites. But what you're going to do is remove the mites so the new growth will grow properly, have proper photosynthesis, and the plant will resume being healthy. That's a real problem. And of course, if it goes beyond the bronzing effect, the leaves will dry out and fall off and kill the plant.
Okay.
That's way too
late. are they going to find the mites on the older leaves or on the newer leaves, or going to be over the entire plant?
The entire plant, Paul.
The entire plant.
Yes. And again, like Japanese beetles, they have a very wide host range. Roses are a prime target right now, but there's a lot of different ornamentals you have to be worried about. A lot of different flowers, a lot of different vegetables that are very attractive to two-spotted spider mite. When our weather gets cooler and it gets wetter, the mites will be naturally controlled by the weather.
Okay. So they love heat and humidity.
They love heat. the humidity, not so much, but they love it when it's hot. When it's hot and humid, you have to worry about diseases in your lawn, because those are environmental conditions for things like brown patch and dollar spot. There's a lot of things to worry about. That's why I said there's no day off for gardening.
That's for sure. And the way that the weather has been changing this year, it's made things very, very challenging.
Yes.
Is there a place that our listeners can go to? Do you have a website that Bayer has that will give our listeners more information about these insects, Ken?
Yes. If they're interested, they can go to BayerAdvanced.com. BayerAdvanced, all one word, .com, and that's our website. And we have information about our products there and information about some of the pest problems. And that's a good place to start.
Terrific. Ken, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We'll let you go, that way you can make the early masses and enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you, Ken.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. If we can help you, the number to call is 800-259-9231. Now, a natural way to protect your lawn from Japanese beetle grubs without using chemicals, the product is called Milky Spore from St. Gabriel Organic. It's made from a bacteria that will kill the grub in the ground. Apply Milky Spore now, and just one bacteria eaten by the Japanese beetle grub will multiply to 3 billion new spores when the grub dies. Milky Spore is safe for pets, the environment, you, and your family. All natural, all season grub control, Milky Spore. Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of Deer Scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's Deer Scram.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try My Pillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, My Pillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. My Pillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. My Pillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. My Pillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. My Pillow Pillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, My Pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. My Pillow for the rest of your life.
What started as an idea to provide power for a small hunting cabin has grown into a passion for creating an alternative energy source that's both affordable and reliable. At Wind Blue Power, our goal is to provide you with the best selection of parts and accessories to power your own ideas. Whether you're building a wind generator from scratch or you prefer a complete bolt-together kit, we've got you covered with fast worldwide shipping and impeccable customer service. Visit us at windbluepower.com. Think green, go blue at Wind Blue Power.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Guide Club. Our phone number is 800-259-9231. I hope you got some advice from Ken about the Japanese beetles and what to look for on your roses. With all the heat that the East Coast has experienced this week with 90s and even hundreds, where I live in Maine, we hit 100 2 days this week. So it's been hot. So check your roses for spider mite damage, okay? George, who's up next?
Arlene, she's got a question about zucchini.
About zucchini?
That's correct.
Okay, good morning. How can we help you with your zucchini?
Hi, good morning, Paul. How you doing?
Good.
Good. Well, both the zucchini and the summer squash, I planted them several weeks ago from little plants. And yesterday when I was fertilizing, I moved some of the straw around them and moved them a little bit. And right where the stalk comes out of the ground, it's split. And the plant looks good. Both plants look good. They're still green and everything. But they actually, it looks like somebody just took a razor and split them. And I'm not quite sure what's that. Is that from some kind of something in the soil, or is that an insect or what?
Well, I don't think it's insect because insects wouldn't split. They would bore a hole.
No, there's no hole. It's a split. It looks like a razor. And but you can see the stalk, the rest of the stalk is good. The leaves are good. I fertilized and I watered them. Of course, it rained like crazy yesterday. But I'm just wondering, will I lose the plant or I've never seen this before.
Yeah, I don't know what would cause it. It had to be some type of a stress put on that plant, either by the weather or by something in the soil. Now, I've seen when we get a lot of rain like this. I've seen tomato plants produce good fruit, and all of a sudden the fruit just cracks because too much water came into the plant too fast. But what I would suggest that you do is if your main stem is splitting, I would get like some duct tape or something like that and wrap the stem so that it doesn't continue to split. So just something to hold it together. If you had some masking tape, any kind of pliable tape, and I would put it around that to prevent future splitting. Because if it's an environmental stress, that cracking will continue, and eventually the plant will die because it's going to expose the inside of the plant to the air. And that's going to pull the moisture out and create a problem. So just get some kind of soft type tape. I don't want you to squeeze the stem really tight, but try and get the stem as close together as possible. Wrap it with some tape to eliminate this, and that will prevent it from getting worse. But I've seen fruit split, and that usually happens when we have a dry period. It's hot, it's dry, the plants are not getting enough water, and the roots are pulling out of the soil as much water as they can. Then we get a big shower with a lot of moisture. The plant is still pulling on the soil to get as much water out. All of a sudden, it's inundated with a lot of water, and the water comes into the plant, into the fruit, and the fruit basically explodes or cracks. Because too much water came in all at the same time. But for the stem to be doing it now, I would tape it just to be on the safe side. Better to be safe than sorry later on down the road. Thank you. George, who's next?
That would be Vicky in Cape Cod. She's got a problem with invasive weeds.
Okay. Vicky from beautiful Cape Cod, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Cape Cod.
Thank you.
I have... question regarding an invasive weed in my garden, in my perennial garden. But I also want to get back to that bent grass because I live near a golf course myself. First of all, my garden it has this plant that's growing in around my Jacob's ladder, and it looks like a giant leaf. And last year I let it grow, and it just looked like a giant weed in the end. It kind of resembles. Like a romaine lettuce, kind of resembles that, and it's you can pull it, but you know it doesn't all come out, and it's very, you know, very firm in there. So I don't know what that is. And then on the grass thing, I don't have patches of the light green. I just have a few shoots of the light green. You can pull them out, and they pop up here and there in my grass. So I don't know what that is either.
Well, I mean, it could be that the wind blew that grass into your lawn. It could have been a bird that dropped it off, and it's flying over the yard. But if you're seeing little patches here and there, and you can pull it out now and prevent it from really getting established, because once it gets established, bent grass can be a real problem. Because it will spread very, very quickly. And that's why the golf courses use it for their greens, because it will take a lot more abuse than a normal grass, plus they can mow it really, really short. But it is a different color. So, you know, if you're only getting a few patches here and there, little spots, and you can dig it up, it's going to be to your advantage later on down the road, because once these patches get mature, and they mature at about 3 inches in diameter, and that's when they start to make seed. So if they're little and you can pull them up, continue to do it that way, or you've got to use something like Roundup. Now, the weed that's coming up, what I've done for perennial gardens, for places where I have ground covers, and a weed comes in, if there's a lot of it, and I know I can never pull them all out, then what I will do is this. I have a Playtex rubber glove, and then on top of that, I put a cheap cotton glove right on top of the Playtex glove. I'll mix up some Roundup or Cleanup in a bucket or like a coffee can. So I just mix up a little bit of it. I'll put my hand into the Roundup or Cleanup with the rubber and the cotton glove. I'll make a fist to squeeze off the excess. And now this cotton glove becomes the applicator for the weed. And then all I will do is go into the bed, grab a hole of the weeds with my glove, and rub the leaves with it. So now the weed is in direct contact with the weed killer. You can't use like an aerosol can, because it throws out a mist. And the mist, if it hits the ground cover or your perennials, it doesn't know that your perennial is good. It's going to kill that. So use your hand as the applicator. And again, I use a Playtex glove. I put a cheap cotton glove right on it, dip it into the Cleanup of the Roundup, and then I rub all of the foliage of the weeds that I want to control. They're killed, and the healthy plants that I want to save are fine because there's no weed killer on them. So you give that a try. Thank you. George, who's next?
That would be Naomi in Maine. She's got a question about roses.
Naomi, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Relief to have a little cooler weather this morning, early anyway. So.
Yes.
I have a problem with my roses, with several of my bushes. Over the years, this has happened every year. The foliage is fine. They look healthy, and some of the blossoms come out. But probably half of the blossoms, half of the buds, the outer petals start turning brown and seem to dry up and constrict the bud from opening up, and then eventually the bud just rots and falls off.
Yep.
And I have no idea what it is.
Okay. When you have a flower bud on a rose that forms, you get all excited, and it
right.
either turns brown or it partially opens. You have an insect that's inside the flower bud, and it's called a thrip. And it's spelled T-H-R-I-P. And thrip is a small insect similar to a spider mite. And it the adults will lay the eggs on the flower buds. The eggs hatch and they bore into the bud. And they prefer the flower petals to the leaves. So what you need to do is to get a systemic insecticide, something like Bayer, tree and shrub. Scotts and Bayer also make a rose insecticide that will say systemic, that you mix with your soil, you water it in, it's absorbed by the roots, and it will stay in the plant for about 30 days. The tree and shrub, I like it better because it's going to last for a longer period of time. But it's not too late to do that, because the roses are going to continue to bloom right up until October. While if it's other annuals, their blooming cycle is not as long. But if you can get either a rose and flower systemic insecticide or tree and shrub. You mix it, apply it to the plant. It will stay in the foliage. And if you get a good soaking rain, it will not wash off, and it will take care of the thrip. Now, the other thing that you can do so that you can see it for yourself, if you've got a bud that's doing this, get a sheet of white paper, cut off the bud, and with your fingers, crumble it onto the sheet of white paper, and then spread those petals and pieces of the bud on the white paper, and then just stare at it. The thrip will look like you took a ballpoint pen and just touched the paper. That's how small it is. But you'll see them moving, and that way you'll be able to relate on the size and what they're doing on that plant. But just take a bud, crush it up on a piece of white paper, and just spread it around, and you'll see them moving on the white paper. But a systemic is the answer. Thank you. George, who's next?
That would be Bobby in Maine. She's got a question about wet and forget.
Okay. Bobby in Maine, good morning.
Hi, Paul.
Hi.
I have a question about wet and forget. And
yes.
We've used it really successfully for a while outside, but now we have cushions that have some mildew and also the interior of a boat. And I was wondering if you could use wet and forget on an interior thing like that. What do you think?
I was talking with the people from Wet and Forget, and they sell a lot to garden centers, and they sell a lot to the boat industry. Wet and Forget is a natural product that will kill mold and mildew. And on canvas awnings, on umbrellas that you have outside to get the little brown dots of fungus, if you spray it with the Wet and Forget and give it a couple hours to dry, within the next 4 to 5 weeks, all those black dots on any canvas parts will come off. And for the boating industry, you can use it on the sails, on the ropes, on any place that you have mold and mildew problems. Again, that's their second biggest industry, the boating.
If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus. Sluggo Plus just made gardening easier. With its new formulation of iron phosphate plus spinosad, Sluggo Plus controls snails and slugs, plus earwigs, roly-poly or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus packs a powerful punch and can be used on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. With the added control of 4 pesky garden insects, Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Simply scatter Sluggo Plus pellets evenly around and near the base of the plants to be protected. It remains effective even after rain or sprinkling and can be applied to vegetable gardens up to 3 days before harvest. When it comes to snail and slug control, Sluggo Plus is a gardener's best friend. Plus, you get control of earwigs, roly-poly or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Approved for organic gardening, new formulation Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. The lawns attorney Brown, we were just talking to the people here at Snow's Home and Garden in Orleans. There's a product called Water Wizard or Hydratane, and this is a product that you apply to your lawn right now. You water it in thoroughly. And over the next 3 months, this Hydratane or Organic Water Wizard will pull up to 16,000 gallons of water out of the air so that you don't have to water your grass as much. Go to your local garden center or you can go to their website. And their website is uwaterless.com. All one word, the letter U, water. Less, L-E-S-S, uwaterless.com, and there's all kinds of information, but a quart will cover about 5,000 square feet and will pull out of the air 16,000 gallons of water. So that's pretty good. George, who's up next?
Dave in Pembroke. He's got a problem with chinch bugs.
Dave in Pembroke, Mass. Good morning. How can we help you with the chinch bug?
Good morning, Paul. I believe the chinch bugs, they're like a brownish color, and they almost look like a miniature lobster. I'm having a problem with them getting in the house. I treated them once with a product from Lesco. It's called Crosscheck, and they seem to be appearing.
Okay. Well, chinch bug would not come into the house. Chinch bug is, if you took... ballpoint pen and you tapped the white paper, that's how big it is. So this is not chinch bug that's coming in. What I would suggest that you do is get a product made by Bayer called Complete Lawn Insect Control. Put it down and then water it in, and that should stop most of your chewing insects on your lawn. But chinch bug is very, very small, and it sucks on the stems of the grass. And because the liquids in the grass are so thick, it's unable to just pull it out. So it works like a mosquito does. It puts into the grass plant a thinning solution so it can pull the liquids out. When it's done feeding, these thinning fluids that the chinch bug has put into the grass is what actually kills the blade. Just like a mosquito, when it bites you, you get that great big lump on your arm or leg. That's the thinning to get the blood out correctly. But look for Bayer Complete Lawn Insect Control. Follow the recommendations. Most of the products have to be watered in. And the other thing is, if there's coming into the house, then you may want to get a product for residential use that you would put around the foundation of the house first to try and stop them from coming in. And a lot of the nurseries and garden centers will have a ready-to-use in like a one-gallon container pre-mixed product that you just spray the concrete foundation, and when they walk across it, that will take care of them. And then once they get in the house, then you'll have to use like a home insect spray around the baseboards. But just check with your local garden center, and if you can catch one of these, and the best thing to do is, you know, if they're little, get a piece of scotch tape and just try and catch them with the scotch tape. And that way the people at the store can identify the insect for you. Thank you. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. One more time, I want to remind you about next Saturday, July 17th, is the garden tour of the Kennebunks, the private gardens. It's from 10 o'clock until 4, and if you'd like to come and see my yard, we'd love to see you. If you want to get some information on getting tickets and directions, call 207-985-5975. That's area code 207-985-5975. 9 beautiful gardens, some in Kennebunk Port overlooking the water. Gorgeous. But come up. It's a great day. Enjoy the gardens and have a little supper in Kennebunk with some fresh Maine lobster.